actually give a whole talk about treating our work like an athletic event. And when you see it that way, it doesn't mean you don't have fun. And I mean, having a shift rank and hanging with people you just did battle with should never be taken away.
But I mean, what's wrong with, like, calling that out a little bit? It almost feels like our industry is growing up a little bit. And I know it's easy to hold on to, like, it's easy to hold on to what was and to really glorify it. And I liked the School of Hard Knocks. I liked how hard life was. I felt like I was doing something not a lot of people could handle. But it doesn't mean it needs to be the norm. And I think to have that stuff challenged, I don't think is that awful.
This collection of the greatest athletes in battle, traveling from one end of the United States to the other, is what big time is all about.
Shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
Welcome to Mama Foods Pod, number one live digital audio industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner and award-winning chef, Chef Plum, and culinary veteran, star of the Food Saver commercial, Chef Jeff. So wrap, date, and rotate because the boys are about to set your Nissan claws. Here are the Good Brothers.
Oh, yeah. It's Thursday night here at Plum Love Foods Live. Jeff Bezos is flying a penis to space. Subway tuna are still having the battle, whether it's real or whether it's not. Your boy is back to working on a line in the kitchen. Plum Love Foods is live. I'll tell you what, there's a whole lot going on. Sitting in with us tonight in the big chair, the one, the only Chef Dan. Hey, what's up, buddy?
What up, what up?
You know, listen, I'm liking ready. That. I tell you, it's crazy sometimes when Jeffy can't be here, but here's the good news. The Good Brothers will always prevail. There's always someone willing to step in there, and tonight is no different. Big Dan's hanging out with us.
Yeah, I'm sorry that it's got to be me, guys, but you know what? I'm here to, you know, I'll probably Dan a log. I'll probably throw some stuff out there, hit you with some knowledge. I'll go on to a story about some things that maybe nobody even cares about or knows anything about, but you know what? We're going to have a good time, and it's going to be fun regardless.
Listen, this is what's so great, though, about you being on this program. Look at all these things that are now, like certified Dan things. The Danalog, the Daniloquy. Like, this is all, like, stuff that's all you now. Like, we need to make a fucking t-shirt with the Daniloquy on it.
The Daniloquy, it'd just be, like, a long, ongoing statement. It just ends. Like, well, we ran out of shirt for the rest of this statement.
It's just a whole lot of, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like the wind and the sound is there, but the food is what makes it happen. It almost sounds like you're doing spoken word poetry sometimes.
Hey, I love poetry. Ain't nothing wrong with a little poetry. It hits people with the knowledge and the high spirits, and everybody's having a good time.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, tonight I went over and had dinner over at our boy Matt Stanzichek's place over good old days, and he has a salad now. I gotta tell you about the salad, all right? He's got, and everything he gets is local. So he has this amazing burrata salad right now. It's burrata and tomatoes and some beautiful field greens from a local farm, but that's where the regular shit stops. He puts some pitted cherries that are local on there. He's got olives on there. He puts a little mint in there. He mixed in with it every now and then. A little mint mixed up in that motherfucker. And then he's also got three different types of dressing. Some herb vinaigrette, a little bit of aged balsamic, and something else. And let me tell you something right now, Dan. I could eat this salad every single day. It was out fucking standing. If you haven't been over to Good Old Days Pizza, bro, it's time to go.
I've been dying to go since we had him on the show. I actually just about to listen to that episode again because I can't believe that I have not been there. And I know it's only for, when do they close? They only open till August?
No. He's open for, he ain't going nowhere.
Oh, he's open 24/7 every day? Oh, I thought it was like a summer thing.
I think Monday, Tuesday he closes, but he's open Wednesday through Sunday. It's well worth the trip, man. The food is outstanding.
I want to go. I definitely want to try the salad now. I'm a big believer in salads.
Bro,
I love salads. I'm very pro salad.
Have you ever heard of like olives and cherries and mint kind of all be on a salad?
No. I mean, the mint and the, I mean, the mint and the cherries, sure. And then you throw in the saltiness of the olives. I'm like, oh, that sounds weird, but I get it. You get the sweet, you get the salty, the mint has that refreshness to it. And then with the burrata,
creaminess from the burrata.
Anything, yeah, you can add anything to burrata, and it's a beautiful thing.
And then let me tell you something else.
The glory of burrata.
He takes some beautiful, beautiful, like, local beets and, like, shaves them really thin, uncooked, just raw beets on the salad. It's delicious.
Man, that sounds good. I'm going to have to tell my wife. We're going to.
I mean, he just. He all of a sudden, every once in a while, he makes pizza, but sometimes he pulls his chef card out and throws one at you. And let me tell you what, that was another one, that's for sure.
They have a unique pizza, too, right? They do, like, some square, like. Yeah.
He's got a square pizza and his round. Yeah, he got a square one and his round one. The one we had has fresh homemade whipped ricotta on it with a ton of herbs like rosemary and thyme. Then he finishes it with hot honey. It's so good.
Man, hot honey? Fuck, all right.
Yeah, I mean, it's a damn good song. Yo, shout out to Matt Stanzacek. Shout out to Chef Matt Stanzacek. He's fucking killing the game. I was over there giving him props. I was like, bro, this salad is next level. And it's just good stuff. It's got great beers. Like, I had a fucking great local beers. It's just, it's a really comfortable spot. For me, at least.
It's in Newtown, right?
Yeah, it's Old Newtown Inn. It's right there. Hey, you know what else is great, Dan? You saw it for the first hand, brother. Your boy's back there working on a line again. It's been a while.
Yo, you was doing it big, bro. Dude. You was showing them kids how it's done. You was throwing it down, you know, wiping sweat from the brow. You kept the blue faux hawk down. You know, you didn't want to show off too much, so you covered it up with a little sweatband and kept it going. You just one of the guys just down there running with them. It was awesome.
It was amazing. What's so amazing is how quickly you fall back into that. Like, you know, we've all done it. Like, we've all got different jobs now, but, like, you know, we've all done the line cook thing. And, you know, much respect and shout out to all the line cooks out there, but to fall right back into that and just be able to do it, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I spent a better portion of my career, you know, working the line and running the line. Like, it comes right back to you the second you're there. It's crazy.
Yeah, you're doing it big, man. I hear you. It's got to be like riding a bike, you know? You just go back there and you know what you're firing. You're firing what you got to fire. You just keep it moving. How many you got, making sure everything is perfect. And I was fortunate enough to be on the other end of that, finding out that everything that hit the plate was perfect. So you was just killing it, bro.
Appreciate that, man. I appreciate it. It's fun to do. I can't wait. I'm doing it again this Sunday. Hey, you want to see me? Come out to La Fin out in Montauk this Sunday. I'll be out there on the grill. Come out there and hang out with me. Say what's up.
Yeah, say what's up. He's going to look at you with that look in his eye, going to give you a nod and put his head down and go right back to work. Yo, that was great, honestly. That's showing him how it's done. And it feels good, you know. I can't lie. I was like, wow, that's pretty awesome to see.
I was thinking a lot about it, man. It's funny because, you know, after being a private chef for so long, and I don't even know if it's so much being a private chef as it's just getting more experience now. Like, you know, it's just, it's a different level than it was for me back then. Back then it was a job. Now, like, I care about everything. Like, I'm trying to show how we're doing stuff. I want to make sure it's right. I'm being a professional back there. It's just a different level. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm making sure food's seasoned. I'm trying, I don't know. It's different than it was, you know, 20 years ago doing it.
Oh, night and day different. And it's good for you too. I think that's something that I think everyone who's been cooking or calls himself a chef, who you haven't had a chance in a while to get behind the line and really put it down, your perception will change of how you see things, you know? You might get a little comfortable in the situation you're in. Like, go back there and remember what it was like to be on the line and just putting stuff out and just busting your ass. I think sometimes some people forget about that.
Yo, we did 250 that night.
That's awesome, man.
To jump back in and do 250 on the line, that was all right. And you know, my station was pretty heavy, so, you know.
On the menu.
Yeah, that's true. Ain't that the truth? Yeah, so a lot of fun tonight, guys. We're going to hang out. Our good friend Patty Griffin's going to join us here in a little bit, talking about, she's been traveling all around, getting back to doing live shows. We're going to talk a lot about that. Who knows? Whenever Patty shows up, some dead people usually show up too. We'll see what happens there. But before we get to Patty, Dan, I posted on my Instagram about Jeff Bezos. So for those of you who don't know, I don't know how you wouldn't know. Let's be living under a rock. Jeff Bezos is the second billionaire to fly into space in the past month. And people are fucking angry about it, Dan.
I don't know why. I mean, let's do what you want to do. Whatever, man. People are going to hate. It's just what it is, you know? Sometimes you're like, this guy's making all this money, and I get it. But, I mean, technically, like, this dude had great ideas. He pushed his ideas through and became a fucking billionaire. Like, who am I to be mad at him for that? Like, and then he want to turn around. If I could put a rocket ship, I don't know if I'd shape it like a dick, but I definitely would want a rocket ship, and I would send that motherfucker somewhere. So if I could do it, I would do it. I'm not going to lie. So, I mean, more power to him.
Well, this is my problem with it. It's like, you know, they give the guy a lot of, he's like, oh, look at all this money. You could have ended hunger in New York City by this money. Do you know how much philanthropy that he does, how his company does? Like, they give a lot of fucking money away. I mean, because, you know, some people don't think it's enough. I don't know, man. The dude's giving away more money than most people will make in their lifetime. Like, what are you talking about? I guess this is what I don't understand. And when I read about it and I saw all the heat coming across, and we'll talk about the cock-shaped ship as well, but what bothered me the most about it is, look, yo, I'm blessed. I don't even say I'm blessed. I've worked very hard to get to where I'm at. I busted my ass. I do well for myself now, Dan. You know that. It's we're doing okay. You and me both. And
No, I mean, you worked yourself because I blessed you.
Right. And if I want to take some of the money that I've earned and... You know, like tonight, our server, I'm not going to talk and go deep on it. You know, we gave him a great tip because he's become a great server. He was really nice to us, and he's leaving town. He's driving to California. I want to, you know, kind of donate to him driving, you know, give him a nice tip. You know, I can do that, and that's fine, and it's not a big deal. You know what I'm saying? But if I also want to buy a fucking arcade game and put it in my basement, who cares about that? And I guess in my brain, Dan, what I'm trying to figure out, I don't see the difference. Like, yeah, I could buy an arcade game, and that may be enough to pay somebody's rent for a month. But, I mean, that's my world. Like, what's the difference of me doing that and someone telling me, oh, you shouldn't be spending that money. That's money could pay somebody's, you know, you could feed so many people with it. Versus Jeff Bezos, who's worked his ass off. If the fucking dude wants to take his money and build a rocket, then build a fucking rocket. I think it's amazing. Number one, I think it's amazing for kids to see that. You know what I'm saying? It's inspiring for kids to see that this is a dude who made that happen. This isn't some government agency. This is a dude who did it. Mm-hmm. That's fucking amazing. That gives kids hope. And no one's talking about that. You know, anybody who's a dreamer, it shows you can make things happen if you work hard enough for it. And listen, I don't know, man. Where's your head on it? Am I making any sense?
No, I agree 100%. How about all the jobs that he gave to people to help build these rockets? And it's not going to be the only rocket he could build. Essentially, they have ideas. I mean, him, homeboy with Tesla, they're all like, oh, we're going to send people up to the moon, up to the Mars. Like, okay, it sounds crazy, but those are jobs. Like, people are going to go out there, they're going to work, they're going to build these fucking rockets, and they're going to put this shit together, and it's going to be beneficial to so many people. So what seems like a fucking dream to some kid who was 10 years old thinking they could build a rocket ship to space, and a dude gets the money to do it,
right?
Fucking do it and do what you got to do. And like you said, like, it's only going to inspire people to want to do more. Like, we've gone beyond just wanting to be president. Like, you're going beyond that. Like, oh, I can build a rocket ship to space. Like, you could be the fucking captain on the fucking Starship Enterprise. Like, whatever you want to do. Like, that's what we're leading towards, and that's the future. And that's what it was when we were young. That was the way it was when we were kids. It was all about space. Like,
damn right,
when you were a kid, you were going to be in a fucking Star Wars.
Yo, I was going to fucking space camp.
Fuck.
Bro, I was going to space camp.
Space camp.
Fucking.
Fucking.
It's $1,200. It's $1,200. I was going to go.
Dude, that was the shit back in the day. So it kind of fell off for a long time. And to see that these people are doing it, meanwhile, there's still people who believe the Earth is flat. These motherfuckers are like, fuck y'all, I'm gonna prove it ain't flat. I'm gonna get a rocket ship. I'm gonna take my dick shaped rocket ship and I'm gonna go to space. And I'm gonna fuck the shit out of space.
Can we talk about the dick shaped rocket ship for a second before we get serious on these answers I got on Instagram? Isn't every dick shaped, like, isn't every rocket a dick shape? Isn't every bullet a dick shape? Like, aren't they all shaped like cocks?
Head on it. It got the extra helmet head on it. I mean, I didn't know at first. I didn't see it. I was like, what are these people talking about? And then I looked it up. I was like, oh, yeah, that looks like a dick. I mean,
oh, yeah,
pretty, like,
that looks like a dick.
I think there's even two little engines at the bottom that look like balls. I mean, they got the whole thing going. I mean, I did it, like I said, the Enterprise, how it came up, you know.
But wait a minute. What if Jeff Bezos and like amongst his group of good brothers, right? Like, let's just say I'm Jeff Bezos and I told you I'm going to space, but yo, Dan, watch, I'm gonna make the rock look like a dick. And like that's their own joke. Like, he don't give a fuck what anybody else says. All he knows is that his six or seven people in his life are dying laughing right now.
Dying laughing. Hey, you know what? Fuck them. Like, that's what you could do. You could do that shit when you're Jeff Bezos. Like,
I can hear fucking Dave now. You're not gonna make it look like a cock. No, I'm telling you, I'm gonna build a rocket ship. It's gonna look like a dick, and I'm gonna fly that bitch to space. Man, you're so stupid. Fucking 20 months later, holy shit, it looks like a dick.
The dick ship to space.
Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. But I think of like all bullets and missiles look like dicks, and basically in a war, whoever has the biggest dick wins, right?
Essentially, that's what we're talking about here.
Well, I want to get to some of your answers on Instagram and just get a couple messages back to people. Our friend Expedition Food says, yeah, I don't understand it either. Because he's rich and not giving it all away, is that why people are mad? I think she's got a great point there. I think people just feel like they have, people make too much money. But who are we to say what's too much, you know?
Yeah, a number's a number. To me, $5 at the casino is too much. Some people spend hundreds of thousands.
Truth.
So,
Anthony underscore Covetta underscore Steak says, you go, Bezos. Everyone here would do the same damn thing. I think he's absolutely fucking right.
Yep, that's what we just said. Yep. 100%.
Shout out Chef Anthony. I'm telling you, I think you fucking hit it on the head. I think anybody else will do it too. Our friend Piece of Kate out there in Southampton says, to be honest, we are all annoyed at Elon Musk and Branson also, in fairness. I don't know if that's true. I feel like that there was a lot more hate being thrown towards Bezos, Dan.
I don't know. Musk got a lot of heat. He gets a lot of heat for... He went on Saturday Night Live. People were like, oh, why are you going on Saturday Night Live? Like, is Saturday Night Live calling you? Aren't you going to go on Saturday Night Live? Like, so I don't know. I think Musk is like, and he's going way back, fucking Virginia, and he's been doing that, or Virgin. He's been doing that shit forever, like trying to go to space. Right. Didn't he already go to space? He was talking about that shit 20 years ago.
Piece of Cake down in Southampton also says, because he has enough money to literally fix the world, exploits workers and barely pays taxes. All right, hang on a second. We have to. This is a little bit to unpack here. I don't pay a lot of taxes either, and that's because it's the nature of my work and what I do, and that's the way the system works. If you don't hate the player, hate the game. I mean, you can't hate on that. As far as exploiting workers, I don't know about that either. Like, I worked a job where I didn't, as a private chef, where I feel like I didn't get paid enough money. So what do? I left it and got another job. If you don't like the job, no one's making you stay there, right, Dan?
Nah, you're right. And I don't necessarily think he's the guy controlling all that shit either. Like, he's the head of Amazon. He's building rocket ships. He's just, at this point, letting the money come in. I'm sure he has his name is on it, and that's up to him on how he wants to handle it. But I'm sure he has people in place that are doing this shit on the daily. Like, he's not going to every fucking factory going, oh man, what are you guys doing? At this point, he put his name on it. Everything else is up to the people that he hired, his CEO and all them other guys.
That's it. Our brother over there at Chef Life Magazine says, because they want to be him. The man made how many jobs happen? Especially in the black community, this world hates to see people winning. And on top of that, I'm very happy buying shit for a lower price online and getting my shit 2 days later. I think he's got a point. I think when you see somebody wealthy and doing well and succeeding, you immediately like, ah, fuck that dude. You know, that's the reaction people have.
Yeah, I think that's been forever. I mean, people kind of feel like they're owed something. People see things as a way of, oh, I could have had this, I could have had that. But a lot of times you see the end result and people don't see the work that gets put into it. And like, people bust their ass, they give up their lives, they give up relationships. I mean, the dude technically was just divorced, right? And it's all like, oh, she's now rich as shit. But like, how much like mental strain went through their life, dealing with the shit they had to deal with? You don't know. People deal with all this shit the own ways. Everybody just want to hate. They just want to hate. That's how it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Our friend Serena, a.k.a. Rena Barina on Instagram says, he and his business do not pay adequate taxes. His company devalues / dehumanize employees. And his rocket resembles a penis. So he brought that on himself. LOL. Okay. I can't defend the rocket shaped like a cock. You're right about that. But what I will say is that, you know, what his company pays in taxes and what's adequate and what's not, I don't think that people fully understand how that works. Like, again, don't hate the player, hate the game. Like, he's not paying adequate taxes. No, there's tax breaks for all kinds of stuff in this world. And because you find it inadequate taxes and whatnot doesn't mean that it actually is. And now as far as his company devalues and dehumanizing employees, no one's making them stay there. And if it was really that bad, they could unionize, all pull out, and force a change. But no, that's not what they do. They all go back to work every day. I mean, Dan, am I sound like a douchebag here?
I don't think so. I mean, it's realistic views of how it is in a company that can pretty much do what they do. Like that, you're right. You get out, you either leave or you don't. I mean, he's giving jobs to people who haven't had jobs. The culture of these establishments, I don't know, they're like factories that they pop up. They're just kind of, they're also new. So isn't there a time in which, like, you have to go through a process of getting in the right employees and figuring out how things work? Like, there's probably a lot of that involved in it too that people don't see. You know, since COVID hit, they blew up exponentially. They got all these new trucks, they got all these new people, they got all these new factories. Like, there's a time in which there's going to be a struggle and people are going to be like, oh, what the fuck? Maybe we're doing something completely different before. It's going to take a little while for that to pan out.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you completely. Two more I wanted to read, too. I mean, I literally got probably 90, 92 responses so far on this. Ace Sabelli on Instagram says, it's okay to be rich, but not too rich. And, quote, everyone gets to judge / cancel you. Duh. I mean, there's a lot of truth in that right there, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, anybody can say anything about anybody they want now, and it seems like it's okay.
Yeah.
There's a million people that'll pat you on the back for it.
Last one I want to talk about here is our friend Chef Yair Lynchner, the official COVID advisor here on the program. And Yair says, if Amazon workers could afford to buy a home after 20 years at Amazon, we'd be less bitter. Whose fault is that, though, Dan?
Yeah, I don't have any understanding of that comment, so I'm not sure. But yeah, I would say at some point you have to be responsible. You've been somewhere for 20 years, and you don't feel like you're being paid what you're owed. That's kind of like you should have left or figured something out.
That's on you, right?
Yeah, what are you doing? Yeah.
You
should be in management. If you ain't in management or you ain't moving up, you know, what are you doing?
Right. And then, you know, Yair continues, paid for by profits from the company. That's why. Well, I mean, if you own a company, part of the profits are yours and you make a paycheck. Like, I'm still not understanding. That doesn't give you, I don't think it gives you any right to be mad at the guy. Do you, Dan?
Not at all. That's kind of the point of a business, to make money. And then you can do whatever the fuck you want with it.
Yair also continues, if he can burn that many billions for fun, why can't Amazon workers make $40 an hour? Well, I mean, who's to say it was all for fun? There definitely would be science learned. There's definitely some business to be involved in doing that and flying to space, because that's going to be part of our lifetime for sure. Why can't Amazon workers make $40 an hour? Hey, I'm sure there probably are Amazon workers who make $40 an hour. Again, if you're not happy with your wage, then you leave your job. You go find a new gig. Like, no one's making you stay there, Dan. Why does he keep going back to this money thing?
I keep seeing people online who talk about, oh, I sell shit on Amazon. I make fucking $60,000 a year, or whatever the fuck they're talking about. Like, I see it all the time. I get, oh, come on here. You can sell Amazon shit online. Like, people are always talking about it. So, as far as I can tell, it looks like some people making money on it.
Yeah, right? And then Yair says also, he said several other things, but this is the last one I'll say. He donates at a slower rate than his wealth makes money. Is that really donating? Yeah. Anytime someone gives money, any rate, if they are writing a check, if they are making things happen, if their fund or whatever is giving, that's called donating money. I mean, who are we to say how fast? I don't know. Like, I don't think it makes a difference. Like, it's not our place to say, well, you're not giving enough money. You're not giving money fast enough. Like, that just is a very bitter, very tunnel vision way of thinking, isn't it?
I'd also even challenge to say that, you know, you're given this money to donate, and for a reason. A lot of times, it's to get a cut on your taxes. But if you look at it, they're donating money to a cause. Most of the time, they're like, well, what cause can we get the most publicity for? Oh, we can donate to children. We can donate to, you know, whatever, the fucking foundation, the McDonald's foundation.
Amazon Smile is giving billions of dollars to companies, to charities.
Yeah, so it's like, what, they're giving money directly to these charities as opposed to giving them to the government that a lot of people say, well, why are you giving money to the government? The government's just going to put it in their pockets. Well, then, so he's giving it directly to charities.
Hi, baby.
Whoa.
Oh, somebody's coming through.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was talking to my dog. Sorry.
Patty doesn't have her phone muted. Well,
sorry,
look.
I did have it muted. I hit it. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'll go off.
That's okay. Listen. Hey, enough about Jeff Bezos. All I know is that I'm still trying to figure out why people are mad at him. And after getting all the answers I've gotten here, Dan, I still don't have an answer. I mean, I don't get why you're mad at the guy. He spent his money. He built himself a cock rocket ship. He wanted to go to space. He jumped in the fucking head of that motherfucker and flew right up there and fucked space and came back. Great.
Hey, people are mad to see people get off.
Unbelievable. Give the man a break, right? He's doing his thing. He doesn't, and trust me, I can promise you this, he doesn't give a fuck what any of us think. I promise you that.
Well,
could give a shit.
I would say that. Like, you say give him a break. Give yourself a break. Like, why are you so concerned about what's fuck him?
Yo.
Fuck his dude. He doesn't give a shit about you.
Preach.
He don't give a fuck about what you got to say. A lot of these people, like, people get mad and they hate and they want to be like, you know, yo, that's just putting stress on your heart, stress on your mind that you don't need.
Preach.
We have enough shit going on in our own lives that we don't need to be hateful or hurtful or wish anything bad upon people because you're just hurting yourself. It's an old school like idea that you need to like bring other people down. If you bring everybody up around you, you're doing all the things with people that you love, and you're doing the things that are supporting your community and your life, then what the fuck does it matter if this dude builds a dick rocket?
Like,
do everything for you, and everything else will work for itself, and everything else will figure itself out. Like, fuck that dude. Like, you know, honestly, like, you're worried about him? Fuck that guy.
This dude has made it possible for every third world little town in fucking Montana to be able to order and get shit delivered in 2 days. Like, that's living the dream.
Mm-hmm. That's it, yeah. People don't even realize these small rural towns that couldn't get shit.
Right. And now, I mean, we can get anything we want now in 2 days, thanks to Amazon. But yet we're going to be pissed about the dude wanting to build a wiener rocket ship and fly to space? That seems stupid.
That's silly.
It's ridiculous. It makes no damn sense whatsoever. Yeah, I just, I don't know. I still don't, in my brain and in my... I can't figure out why people are so mad at the guy. If he wants to go to space in a cock rocket, let him go to space in a cock rocket. He does well for himself, and he's taking care of everything. If I want to, you know, the same accord, if I want to buy a new arcade game for my basement, I can afford to do that. I don't give a fuck whether you think I should or shouldn't.
Hello?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand 100%.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Join the program right now, the one and only Chef Jeffy. Hey, Jeffy.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
We were just talking about Jeff Bezos. I posted on Instagram a question that I didn't really fully understand why people were so mad at him, and I got a shit ton of responses, and I still, throughout all the responses I've gotten, I don't understand.
Well, what do you mean? Like, what don't you understand exactly? I guess I'm like, why people are mad at Jeff Bezos?
Let's just end it with you. Are you mad at Jeff Bezos for flying to space in a cock rocket?
No, I didn't even know that happened. I don't care.
It's perfect answer. You know, Dan, that's exactly what you were talking about right there. That's the answer that people should have.
That's exactly it. Fuck him.
That's
just
it.
Move on with your life. Whatever he's doing, just as long as your package gets there in 2 days.
Listen, this is the bottom line. Everyone's jealous of Jeff Bezos. Everyone's jealous of Jeff Bezos. Everybody wishes they had his money.
And they don't, like, they don't like Beth Bezos either, apparently.
They don't like Beth Bezos. She's a bitch. But I think it's the bottom line. Like, you always hear people like, oh, if I had all that money, I'd do this, and I'd do that, and I'd do this. Man, they're all bullshitting. If they had all that money, they'd do the same shit Jeff Bezos would be doing.
That some people said that to me on Instagram, too. And one of the things that I don't think people realize is how much money this company does actually donate, how much money he personally donates. He donates more money than most of us will make in a lifetime. He'll do it in one shot. Like, I don't know. I just don't get it. I was equating it to Jeffy, too, like, you know, if I want to buy a new arcade game and put it in my basement, I don't give a fuck what anybody else thinks about me doing that.
That's exactly right. I mean, there's nobody anywhere that gives a shit what you're doing in your life. Or maybe put it this way. You shouldn't give a shit what anybody else thinks about what you're doing with your life. Who gives a fuck?
That's the answer.
Fuck them. It's their opinion.
That's the answer.
I mean, their opinion is nothing. Everybody's got an opinion. It's like their nose. You can see it on them. Fuck them.
Wow, Jeffy's on fire. He came in fucking throwing that flaming sword around, Dan. Do you see that?
Yeah, I'm with him. Fuck him. Like, just move on. The donations from Amazon, too, from 2020 were $215 million globally through Amazon Smile program.
That's just through Amazon Smile, which is a program that Bezos started.
$215 million.
Listen, the guy does an enormous amount of good. I mean, like, we can all sit around and critique and say, oh, man, I wish, you know, he did this and he did that and he did this. But it's like, bottom line, it's you ain't him. You ain't him.
Right.
You know who Jeff Bezos is? Jeff Bezos. And you know who gets to make the decisions about what Jeff Bezos does in his life? Jeff Bezos.
His wife.
And that's about it. His wife doesn't say shit. That's why she jumped. Because she couldn't even control him. He's an animal. Jeff Bezos does what Jeff Bezos wants.
Well, listen, if you're going to fly to space, and I don't know if you've seen the rocket. You should look it up and look at the rocket he built and flew up there in. I told Dan, I said, everyone right now is talking about how he flew in a penis rocket to space. And it's hysterical. I said, you know, what if Jeff Bezos has, you know, a band of good brothers like we do? And you don't really give a fuck what anybody else says, but he was talking to basically his Dave of the group. I was like, yo, I'm going to build a dick-shaped rocket ship and fly to space. And you ain't going to do that, man. You're not going to do that shit. And the next thing you know, he fucking builds a dick-shaped rocket ship and goes to space just to make his good brothers laugh.
Whoa.
Looks like a dick, doesn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, it looks like a dick, but he is with the good brothers. Like, they're a bunch of old dudes that wanted to go to space because they're super rich and they might have died doing it. They don't give a fuck. Fuck it. That's cool, man. Yeah. I bet they got high as shit.
That's right. See, this is why we're friends, Jeffy. That's why we're friends. Hey,
they got way up there. They were floating around. I bet you one of them rubbed one out in no gravity and was like, look at that. Whoa.
Christ. Are you telling me if we went to space that you'd be that guy? You'd be like, let me rub one out in front of you boys?
I mean, not in front of you, but I'd want to show you the mess I'd made.
There would be nothing I want to see less than your floating semen in space.
It would be pretty cool.
No.
That's all I'm saying. You think it still sticks to stuff in space? Or would it just, like, is it more like mercury?
I think it's kind of like mercury. It just kind of floats. I've watched Spaceman. I've watched astronauts eat like bubbles of water. You know, it doesn't.
I thought
really...
you were going to say semen, and I was like, where? I've never seen this one.
Take me to that website immediately. All right, like, listen. The second Jeff comes on, you can see the wick to the dumpster fire being lit. So it's time to move on. Jeff Bezos, we here at Plum Love Foods Live salute you. Great job. Ooh. Thank you for inspiring people all across the world. And that's not a political statement. It's not. It's just, I think it's awesome.
We do think it's awesome. You know what else I think would be awesome, Jeff? I think if you were to maybe sponsor Plum Love Foods Live, you know, we could team up. Amazon, Plum Love Foods Live, it's a match made in heaven, Jeff. Think about it. Think about it.
I think that's good. I think you should think about that. That's for sure. Coming up next here on the program is one of the most forward-thinking individuals that we have as friends here, which is pretty funny. And it's great, because on this program, I mean, Dan, we've made lots of friends over the years, have we not?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
crazy friends. I mean, just weird friends. We got a guy who studies cursing as one of our friends. We've got an astronaut as one of our friends. And you know what else we've got? We have a fantastic psychic medium as one of our friends. Coming up next here on the program right now is our friend Patty Griffin. Patty is a psychic medium performing all across the country, traveling from Florida to Alabama, all across doing shows, getting back to doing live shows, which is really, really interesting and cool. Can't wait to talk more about that. And has some new shows coming up. I can't wait to see what happens next. Patty is always a blast to have on the program. And usually by the end, there's a dead person talking to somebody and making one of the good brothers cry. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the program our friend, our special friend, the lovely, the fantastic, the always entertaining psychic medium, Patty Griffin. There she is.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Patty.
Hi. Thank you. Hi.
Hi.
How you guys doing?
Sorry to have for you to sit through our Jeff Bezos conversation, but I had to get that off my chest.
I didn't even know about it until you talked about it, and I was looking it up as I heard you talking.
Don't you think he flew in a dick-shaped rocket?
Yeah, I've seen the picture.
But if you're going to go to space with your friends, why don't you be like, fuck it, we're going to make a dick-shaped rocket. I mean, I have a feeling that was the joke.
Yeah, I think so, too.
It had to be. Well, Patty, it's always a pleasure to
have you.
That
rich.
Well, yeah, if you're fucking that rich, why not? I mean, and here's the thing.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. A vagina-shaped rocket isn't going to fly as aerodynamically, Jeffy.
Unless you use different technology. There's other technologies that can make a vagina fly, I'm pretty sure.
Well, okay. I kind of think I want to talk about that, but we're going to move on.
Okay. I'm just saying. Have you not seen a UFO? I mean, they're...
I've never seen a flying vagina. What are you talking about?
All right. You've not seen a UFO?
What is happening?
I don't know how we got here.
It has a slit at the bottom.
I'm not trying to go there. I'm just saying it's possible.
That's why he's a dick. No, he's right. No, Jeff's 100% right. You know? Wow, it makes perfect sense now. He made a dick to go into vagina. Holy shit, Jeff. Jeff Bezos, genius. Fuck.
Thank you for that deniloquy. I appreciate that. I feel like I learned something there. Patty, I apologize for my good brothers here. We're just trying to figure out the whole flying vagina, dick into space thing. I apologize.
No worries.
So you're back to traveling now. How can I recover from that? You're back out there traveling right now, doing some shows. Dan, give us a rundown of where Patty's going to be the next couple months. Give us some of her shows she's got coming up.
Absolutely. So... the first Saturday of the next 4 months, she's going to be at Mohegan Sun at the wonderful Comics Roadhouse.
Great spot.
We'll be there the first Saturday of the next 4 months. And then Cottage on Main in Southbury. She'll be there the first Wednesday of every month for the next 3 months. And then Powder Ridge, October 15th.
That'll be a good show right there. The Cottage on Main is a very small show, right, Patty? It's like very quaint.
Yes, it is. That's a gallery show with only 28, 30 people.
Wow.
Do you prefer the bigger shows or the smaller shows?
I love the bigger shows. I do prefer the bigger shows.
But isn't it like walking into a crowded room for you inside your brain with all your dead people when it's a lot of people?
It is, but, you know, the more shows I do, when you get used to doing shows with 200 and 300 people, it's the more, you know, you're able to reach more people. So that's why... I feel like I like those better.
But I gotta imagine like the focusing is probably harder, isn't it?
It is, because the difference between the bigger shows and the smaller shows, like I'm on stage for a bigger show. So, you know, it's very different. Where a gallery, I'm more like with the people, I'm walking around the room because it's smaller. And people prefer the smaller ones because they think they have a better chance at getting read. But honestly, there could be 30 people and I could read 22, or there could be 200 and I could read 60. Like, it just doesn't matter.
Interesting. Whoa. Interesting. Here's the good news. Jeffy has emailed Jeff Bezos from Amazon, and we've got you signed up to go on the next cock flight to space, and you're going to read an alien up there.
Yes.
You have issues. You have issues, Mom, but I love you.
I think that's going to be fun for you. Jeffy's getting me okay right now. He's talking to Amazon.
I'm working it out. Yeah. We both have the same name, so we get along. You know,
I think it's going to be great. Well, Let me ask you, Patty. So when you're there and it's a giant crowd of 200 people, like your show you just had in Fort Lauderdale, it's like 200 people, right?
250.
God damn. How do you focus on that? Like, that's a lot of walking.
It is. And what I do is, you know, of course, as you know, I read who I'm guided to read. So when there's that many people, I just kind of focus in on a table, or I focus, you know, I go to that side of the room, and that's then I know where I'm going to go immediately.
Interesting. And then you get there, and is it like a force pulling you to that direction, or is it something telling you to go that way? Is there like a little bird in your head saying go right, or how does that work?
It's literally a sense of knowing. Like once I, you know, I give my spiel when I start, and I tell people like the rules and everything. And then once it's time for the dead people, I just literally know where to go. Like I'll look around the room for a minute, or I might walk around for a second, and then I'll know where to go. It's just a sense of knowing. Like I'll just say, you know, third row, one over, and I just, you know, they're not showing me it, but they're just, I guess, focusing me in that direction.
Interesting.
I could feel it. Yeah, and I guess when you say, is something pulling you? Yeah, because I could feel, like, you know, my body going to one side of the stage, or, you know, gravitating towards one row or looking at something.
You know, we've become friends over the years, and I've never asked you this question, and I want to ask it now. And know that I'm coming from a good place. I'm not trying to be an asshole. You know I love you. But, I mean, people are skeptical, and what do you say to people who watch you perform and see you at a show, and they're like, well, this is a carny trick, like she's, you know, pulling things out of the air and finding something people who agree with, or I mean, or people who are looking for an answer. I mean, what do you say to that? How do you respond to that?
Well, you know, anybody that knows me and who's ever come to the show knows that when I do read, there's information that I just possibly couldn't know. I mean, there's
Correct.
Information that comes through, like facts that has happened in somebody's life 10 years ago, or a phone conversation that they just had.
It's happened to all three people you're talking to on the phone right now. All three of us have had that same experience, Jeff, haven't we?
Absolutely. Yeah, we yelled at my dad last time we were.
That was true. That's true.
Yes. Yes, we did. And so, but I say to those people, like, you know, I mean, everybody is entitled to their beliefs, and they have their own belief system. And some people just don't believe in what I do. They don't believe it's possible. And I honestly feel sorry for them, because, you know, you think that when you die, you just die. And the fact of the matter is, we all know differently, that there's something that exists that allows them to communicate with us, to let us know that when we die, our soul remains here with those we love, and that we're able to get messages of love and hope to those people. So people that are skeptics, you know, I don't lose sleep over it. I mean, like, it's like, okay, well, you have your belief system, and I know for a fact, because this is what I do.
But we also know that it's not always, you know, love and hope and good messages. I mean, you know, we had the guy from the Warren family on, Jeffy, and he explained very, very bright and plain as day, like, it's not always a positive message that comes through. Remember that, Jeffy?
Yeah, absolutely. He said that it's you know, you got to be careful when you're speaking to spirits, is what he said. Because
you got to be careful with it. So, Patty, do you feel the same way? Do you ever like get like the negative energy?
I do not. I only read for your highest good, so I am not able. Thank God, I am not able to get anything negative or bad. So there are some mediums that I know that are able to read, you know, somebody who did something bad. That doesn't even come through to me. Like, there could be people who were mean-spirited who may come through, like maybe there was an issue with their family, but if there's somebody who's like evil or bad, they're not getting through to me. And I like to think it's because I have my, you know, my intent and my protection up. And I, you know, there was a big joke when I first started reading, they referred to me as the Freddy Cat medium, because I was literally afraid of that type of stuff, of ghosts and possession and like all that stuff scared me. Yeah. So that's why I went in kicking and screaming and just went professional, you know, 6 years ago. And so I literally am protected from, you know, negativity. It's kind of funny, when I first started out at a psychic fair, because that's where I started, and I had read this woman, and, you know, this was a psychic reading, not a mediumship reading. And I'm like, you're going to go, you know, away. You're going to have a great time, because she was going on a trip. And somebody else read her, and they're like, you know, pass lightly, you're going to have a death in the family. Now, who says that? Like, who says that to somebody? And this poor woman, she called me. Yeah, and then that's not what happened. But to me, even though it wasn't a negative person, it was a negative, you know,
message.
Negative, and I don't even do that. It's only for the highest good, and I really believe it's about your intent. Like, you get what you're putting out there.
Interesting. If you haven't done so yet, I highly recommend you go back and check out a couple of episodes where we had Patty on, where she read Dan and she read Jeff. Dan, I mean, you're pretty skeptical of this whole thing, and you sat down right in front of her, and I watched you come to tears a little bit and get a little emotional about some things that were going on, because she said some things to you that there's no possible way she could have known.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm skeptical. I just have an issue with trusting people in general. And I definitely sat down kind of, I'm always open-minded about everything, but definitely not really 100% on what I was going to hear. And especially considering that she hit on things that, there's only a few parts of this having to do with my father, and I don't have a real relationship with my father, but she hit on a couple of things that were very, I don't know how you say, foolproof evidence of conversations with him. The little bit of conversation I did have with my father, so it did definitely hit me. And when it hits you, it's kind of weird. You're kind of like, I can't even see. She can't be right. And then you kind of hit her with trip up questions, and she just comes back. And you're like, oh fuck. So yeah, it's definitely something, and it definitely overtook my spirit, because part of me definitely felt it deep inside. Because after which I threw up violently, because I was. My body was really overwhelmed by kind of what was going on.
Jesus, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was a very wild experience.
Well, and I've never told anybody my first experience with Patty, and we've done some TV together. We weren't really friends. We'd done TV, had some mutual friends, and Patty, you might remember this. So we were on the phone. We were talking about getting you on the podcast, and we were just chatting on the phone a little bit, and all of a sudden, out of the complete clear blue, in the middle of our conversation, you started saying, "I'm sorry. I just have to ask you about Barnister. What is that? What does that mean?" She was saying the name of the road I grew up on, and I was like, "I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Let's go."
Wow.
Out of the complete, Patty, do you remember this conversation?
I do, and tell me like what was happening. You told me like months later what that was.
Yeah, when you first said it to me, I just blew it off and kept moving. Do you remember?
You did. You were just like, okay, so yeah, we're not going to do that.
And I was like, yeah, we're not doing this right now.
Yeah, and to this day, like, if we talk, and then you'll tell me something that I said to you that you never acknowledged to me. Mm-hmm. You're like, nope, wrong number. Keep calling. Call somebody else.
Tell them they got call information. Tell them to leave a message. But said that to me, and Jeff, this is how I knew that that Patty was the real deal, because we were talking about, I mean, we might as well be talking about tacos. I don't remember what the fuck it was, but it had you can't look up the road I grew up on online. There's nothing you can look up. There's no possible way she could have ever have known that. Now, the road was called Barrister Road. It wasn't Barnister, but it was really fucking close. And then, you know, I later learned that Patty's like, yeah, they were holding up a sign that said that, and I couldn't quite fully see it. It was a little bit blurry, but that's what it looked like.
Wow.
And I was fucking floored by that shit. I was like, whoa, okay. Keep it moving. How you doing? Let's keep it moving. So
that's
to this
crazy.
Day, to this day, I still won't let Patty read me. I won't talk to her about it. Every time she brings it up, I'm like, yeah, get a message.
Yeah, it's scary. It's scary to connect like that with something that's unknown. It's you know what I mean? And it brings up emotions that are wild, like Dan said, you know, like it taps something, you know. Dan wasn't ready for it. It made him feel sick, you know. It was overwhelmed with the emotion.
That's the craziest thing about it. Patty, I want you to know, my wife said to me tonight, I was telling that story, she goes, "Why do you do that to her? What are you hiding? What are you afraid of?" I was like, I don't know. It made me think, and I'm like, I'm not totally sure what I'm afraid of. I just don't know if there's things I need to know. I think I'm at peace with everybody that has passed away in my life. I don't need to talk to anybody like that. I mean, what do you think that could be, Patty? Have you met anybody else like that who was like, you know what, I'm good?
I never have, to the extent you know, where you say that I'm good. I mean, because usually when people come to see me, and obviously this is different, you know, when people come to see me, they want to be read. But in your situation, if I was reading somebody, like, you know, just randomly, they would embrace it. You are the only one.
Really?
That I know.
Well, I mean, I just want to be your friend. I don't need to be your friend because you're a psychic. I mean,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, so many people want to be my friend because I'm a chef. They were like, hey, what are you going to cook for me? And I'm like, oh, fuck
you.
Oh,
my God.
I'm going to cook a dead baby for you. That's what I'm going to make for you.
Whoa.
Sorry, gosh. Jeffy. I went far.
Delicious.
Whoa.
Bones are edible.
That's a terrible visual.
Well, I didn't think about
terrible
it.
Terrible visual.
I mean, we could ask Patty to ask the baby first.
I
want to
think of space semen again.
Jesus, yep. Space semen.
Patty, I have a question for you.
Sure.
I wonder if has there ever been an awkward situation where you were kind of like reading somebody and maybe it didn't go the way you thought it would, or maybe they were reaching for things that you knew weren't there and you didn't know how to deal with it, or was there anything like that, or you had just somebody who was just kind of like off the rails, just kind of feeding you stuff that didn't make any sense?
Well, you know, sometimes when I'm in a group, there's people that I'm reading and there's people that are trying to take, I don't know if this is the answer that you're looking for, or if I'm taking the question out of context, but
no,
they're trying to like if I'm reading somebody else, so they want so desperately for it to be them that they'll try to piece things together, or I'll have said something and then they'll say something that doesn't make sense. Like I was at the show in Naples, Florida, and as I was getting off the stage, this woman said to me, I know that my mom is trying to come through. I know that that's her. Well, it wasn't, you know, it was belonging to other people, and so that's like a little awkward, you know. There was a situation where this one guy stood up at Mohegan Sun, hopefully he's not listening, and I actually had to go out the back door that day. Yeah, I had to go out the back door.
What? No, so, tell the story.
Okay, so I'm in, you know, I'm getting towards the end of the show, and this guy stands up, okay, and he stands up and he's like, everything you are saying is for me, you know, like in his voice. And I have like 6 minutes left, so you know how I am, like with time, and I want to get to as many people as I can. And he's like, I'm telling you, he's like, has this ever happened to you before? Has anything ever been for every person? And I'm looking at the bouncer like, what are we doing here? Like, are we bouncing on? Like, what are we doing? And he just kept saying it and saying it, and I had to really, like, without being rude, because I would never be rude to anybody, especially, you know, when I'm performing, though some people may see it differently. So I had to politely tell him to shut up. Like,
what would you say? Were you like, hey, please, sir, sit down? Or you like, hey, shut up?
Yeah, I'm like, okay. And I just, like, you know, was like, all right, well, it's time for me to move on. And yeah, I get that. And he just wanted, he's like, I have to talk to you after the show. And he was waiting for me, and they had to usher me out the back door. So that, I didn't even know it existed. There's a door that goes like through, and they had to bring me out that. And for like the next day, they're like, don't go anywhere there like this because he's still here, because I was there for the weekend.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So that was a little awkward, and people still talk about it. People were getting mad at this person. So that was awkward because what do you say? And that does happen where people do think that everything is for them, but they don't vocally stand up and start walking towards the stage.
Right.
And come to find out, he had said to somebody that he was going to rush the stage. What? And I had no idea. Yes, but they were on it. I mean, they are so good at comics at Mohegan Sun. They were just on it. So, you know, nothing is going to happen on their shit, you know?
Yeah.
So, that's awesome. So that was a little awkward. Yeah. And people were mad.
Well, what about something like awkward, like where you're talking to a woman and her husband's there and like they start talking about something like a boyfriend that the husband doesn't know about, or a woman cheating on a man, or a man cheating on a woman, or like, oh my God, you should see what this guy does in the shower. Like, has any crazy weird things come through like that ever?
Yeah, there has. I always tell people that if they don't want something to be known, don't come to my show. Like, if you have secrets, you are in the wrong place. So yeah, literally. So there have been some, like, there was one person there who was a stripper, and you know, they announced it in front of, you know, the room, the crowd, that she was a stripper. And
what?
I'll never forget it.
her mother was with her, and the girl didn't look old enough, but apparently she was, and her mother hit her, and she goes, "I told you Grandma sees everything."
Whoa. Where'd she dance at?
Yeah.
Did you figure that out or no?
What? <Yo. laughs>
I'm not sure about that, but there are things that come through about people doing things they shouldn't be doing, and I can't control it because it's not like I'm standing there filtering what I'm saying, and I don't know what's happening in somebody's situation or when they're bringing a name through that it belongs to this, you know, person or to a mistress or anything like that, and it does happen.
That's crazy.
I once did a reading, and I won't go too deep into it, but I once did a reading where somebody was cheating on the woman, and that was really awkward, and I didn't know what I was reading, and I was giving names and different things, and that's why I don't like doing
psychic
readings.
You're going to sell the guy out, Patty. Why are you selling him out?
I did not know I was selling him out at the time.
Well,
and that's why, yeah, I'm like, yeah, no recording, because could you imagine, like, if I told somebody, like, in a private reading or something that somebody was cheating on them, and then, you know, not the mediumship, the psychic part, and then it's taped, and they go home, and they go, Patty Griffin told me that.
I think it'd be amazing.
Yeah, not when they're coming looking.
Well, that part sings. That part's not good.
Yeah,
nobody wants totally to have that part happen. Well, Patty, how does it feel to be traveling again and doing shows again and, you know, with coming out of a pandemic or still being in the pandemic, depending on which news you look at, I guess. But how's that affected the shows? Are the shows still selling out and doing well?
Yes, they are selling out. They're doing very well. Even when we were still in the midst of all the precautions that we were taking with, you know, at a limited capacity, it was selling out at that. There were people that were coming, they were showing up, and it's so amazing to be back to that normalcy.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing about the whole thing, Dan, is that, I mean, people are worried that we're heading back into that direction, but I don't think it'll get to that point again. But, I mean, you feel it in your store too, Dan, right, where you guys are, more people are coming in, you're feeling busy again, although you were never not busy.
Yeah, we're a different kind of busy. I mean, it's definitely different. It definitely feels back to normal. Definitely a lot more catering, a lot more people doing events, parties, large parties. Things seem to be getting bigger and bigger, and then occasionally you have somebody come in with full mask, PPE, gloves again for some fucking reason, swearing that the fucking variant's gonna kill everybody. So it's like, you know, it depends.
Right.
For the most part, it seems like everything is kind of going back to normal. I mean, it's kind of been back to normal.
Right.
People are getting definitely settled into normal again and doing more things. Like, we have brokers who do open houses. We haven't done that shit in 2 years, and brokers are coming back and doing open houses. So that's good to see.
That's good.
Little things like that that you see people doing that they weren't doing at all for the last 2 years are now coming back.
Patty, are people wearing masks at the show still or no?
They are. Some, you know, you don't have to. Like, at Mohegan, you had to wear them at first, and now with the way everything is, you don't have to wear them anymore, but there are people that still wear their masks. For a while, when we first started, the second show that I did, they had to actually wear masks as they were sitting. Like, they couldn't even take their masks off, so we would have somebody walk around with a microphone, and I remember saying, yeah, we can't even hear them. You might as well just sit down. Like,
wow.
Because you couldn't. Yeah, you couldn't hear what they were, like, trying to do a microphone for people to hear. You can't hear people when with the mask on. But some people do prefer to still wear them. Some people don't. It really depends.
So what about, like, in Florida compared to doing a show here? How different is it as far as COVID goes?
You know, it was very different because I don't think I've seen one mask at the show for that event. Not one.
Florida beat COVID, like, 9 months ago, so...
Yeah, and there was 250 people there, and, you know, you wouldn't even, I don't think you'd even know that we were in a pandemic by going there.
Right. I mean, yeah, I went to visit Florida last March, and it was no COVID, apparently.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. And so you're going to Alabama here soon, right? Right, Patty?
I am. I just booked that actually today. And I'm going to Hoover, Alabama, to the Stardome.
Wow. And how many people does that hold?
300.
That's a 300 big
people
show.
It holds. So
that's
I don't know
a
how
big
many.
One.
Yes. Well, that's what I used to do at Mohegan before the pandemic came. You know, I used to do, well, it was 300, but we had to take some of the seats out because I can't get to the back there. And, yeah, it's 300 people. So we'll see. I don't know how many, the tickets haven't gone on sale yet. So, you know, God willing, we'll sell all 300.
Man, I hope so. Dan, where can people see Patty here coming up next couple months?
So in the next couple months, first Saturday of every month, you can hit up the Great Mohegan Sun, the Comics Roadhouse. She's there the first Saturday of every month, August, September, October. And then Cottage on Main in Southbury, the first Wednesday of every month. Cool thing about Cottage on Main in Southbury is it's a smaller spot, much more intimate. You'll definitely be able to get in tight with Patty. So if you're really looking for something, that's probably the place to go. And then Powder Ridge in Midfield on October 15th. Damn. She'll be there as well.
Lots of shows coming up, Patty. I love to see it. I love to see you out there doing stuff. That's fantastic. And what's the website, Dan? Do you have the website?
Yeah, pattygriffinmedium.com.
There it is. You can get all the information right there. Patty, it's always so much fun to talk to you.
Thank you. Likewise.
Thankfully, I don't think any dead people showed up tonight. That's good news.
You know, stuff is coming through as you guys were talking, but I wasn't sure where it was going, so I didn't say anything. So I was just like, sure.
Well, good, because I don't know who it's coming through for. I don't know if it's for me or not.
I don't know. Hold on, I'm trying. Let me see something.
Oh
no.
Okay, I'm not sure if it goes. And you know that I forget when I read. Like, they're not my memories, so I don't hang on to them. And I know you guys are all chefs, so this could be like whatever. But who suffered the burn, or what was with the fire that I have to acknowledge? Does it go to Dan?
Dan.
Yeah, I mean, you've been on fire. I burn myself every day. Yeah.
You burn yourself every day.
Well, you got a pretty bad burn on your arm right now, don't you, Dan?
Yeah, my forearm.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay. So, not to put you on the spot, but I believe it's your dad coming through, because you know I'm not having a conversation with them. They're having a conversation with me, and then I'm having a conversation with you. But somebody's just coming through and acknowledging that. And what would be with the number 2 or the month of February that I have to acknowledge?
For me?
Well, no, it could, but I know you're going to ignore me when it does. So
February.
February, I don't even know what February is, or the number 2. Neither one of those are even in my repertoire. I have no idea.
So nothing's in February.
I believe it's up to Dan, but what I was saying was it could go over to Jeff, or it could go to you, but we don't do this.
Well, Dan, you had something.
Yeah, no, my grandfather in February. If you're going to talk to anybody, do my grandfather.
Okay, where would the 2 go? Is there 2 of something? So remember, they come
February.
Through, they're going to...
February is the second month. His birthday.
Okay.
When's his birthday?
It's February 4th.
Okay. All right. Where does the J go as well? I know we have Jeff here too, but where does the J go?
I don't have a J.
My dad's name is Jeff.
Okay, who said it? You did, Jeff? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm just acknowledging that that's coming through, because I think they're coming through like, how do I say it? Almost like gangbusters, like they're coming through for 2 people at one time. Do you know what I mean? So that they're coming through. So, all right, let me see where else we're going to go. All right, I got a couple things coming. Who's the vulgar mouth one? Like, who's the one that would, I know that you guys hear and stuff like that, but... You know, when we come through spiritually, who is the one that would basically say fuck off?
Wow. My father?
Language.
Get me?
Yeah, my father. My father says stuff like that.
Okay. Not like, he's not saying it to you. Somebody's swearing. Like, they're like, fuck that, or fuck that. And I'm like, wow,
whoa,
what's happening right now?
Patty, it's
yeah,
a show.
Like, that's how he talks. That's how he talks like that. So does my Uncle Vinny.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all like Guineas from Brooklyn, so they all kind of have that, like, hey.
Okay. All right. Well, that's and one question. I don't know if this is going to Jesse or if it's going. And I'm sorry, I call you Jesse because that's what Plum calls you.
That's his name.
Yeah, Jeffy. It's cool.
Okay. What's with a signature? Did somebody have to sign something for somebody? And do you notice I just stuttered? So that to me means that there was a communication problem coming through, or there were no goodbyes spoken. So I have to acknowledge that. And I have like three things happening at once. There's either something with the signature or the writing of something that I have to acknowledge. So I don't know if somebody had to forge somebody's signature, if somebody couldn't sign something, if somebody has the same name. Oh, you just said that your dad had the same name. So it could be there.
Well, my I have to actually go get some stuff notarized so that I can be the estate, like the head of the estate or whatever, for my father's estate.
Okay. And is there a divide over?
No, there's no divide. Everyone's happy.
Okay. Does somebody have a divide over something? Is there a divide over? Are we divided over the death? Is there a division of something? Because I feel like there's, and I don't know if it goes to you, if it goes back to Deanne about something, because it could switch over, but I keep hearing divide, divide, divide. So I get that you're happy about that part of it, but why do I keep hearing that word? And remember, other things could come through. So just because we were talking about your dad doesn't mean that something else isn't going to come through, or they're not going to switch something. I could say five words and they could be four different people. So why am I acknowledging that?
Well, I mean, division might be someone's favorite math. I mean, it could be better than multiplication.
Divide.
Okay, we got you.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. I got it.
I don't know. Me and my father are really, we weren't connected for like a really long time.
So that would make sense that he's just coming through talking about that, and he's just acknowledging that and acknowledging that he's with you. So I wherever that goes, I have a weird question. Okay, so. When I do flowers, right, they usually show me roses, okay? And I don't know all the different names of flowers, okay? But why do I keep seeing iris? Like, is there something with an I name? Is there something with – why am I seeing that? Like, how weird is that?
With an I? Or an iris, the flower?
Yeah. And let me tell you, that's very, very weird for me to get something like that, because I don't do that. I only do what I know, and that's roses. So why am I saying that? Because I can't even tell you what it looks like. I just keep hearing it. Or phonetically sound like something. So remember, you can't say no to me because I'm going to get mad at you. I'm going to ask you right now as we're speaking. I'm only joking. But where does I go? Like,
I.
Is there a different flower? Is there something... with an I name? Is there something with iris? Is there something with somebody's pupil? Is there something, does it phonetically sound like something?
Iris.
Do you remember that movie Stanley and Iris that was filmed in Waterbury, right? Some of it, Jane Fonda, Jane and S, Robert De Niro, and R&D. So listen to everything I say. Is there anything with that?
No. Waterbury? No. Not for me. Okay. I mean, I don't know, maybe Dan. Dan's like from like.
Well, I feel like both Dan asked, but but listen to everything I say. So Stanley and Iris was filmed in Waterbury, Connecticut, right? Jane Fonda, a J and an F and a J doesn't mean it's together. Robert De Niro, an R and a D and a R. That's the only iris that I could think of, because it might not be the flower. So why am I saying that?
I don't know. F and J, my Uncle Frank and my father is Jeff.
That's it. You see how they do weird stuff like that? So they go and they show me this. Yeah, that's what they do. And it's weird because I'm like, yeah, you could just show me the alphabet. Like, I know my letters, so we could just do it that way. But that's not what they do. So I'm just acknowledging that. What's with the tattoo? Why do I keep going to my arm? Does someone just get a tattoo in honor? Is there something with a tattoo that I have to acknowledge? Dan, I think it goes to you.
To be honest, yes, you said a bunch of things that could relate to my wife's father, who said that she would be very happy here. The J would be George. The handwriting would be, he was left-handed and he had a weird fucking signature. I was kind of like sitting back and hoping that it didn't have nothing to do with him. But you keep hitting on different little things that kind of equate back to my father-in-law. The connection to Waterbury and Jane Fonda was like he was obsessed with her or something.
Can we ask him what the lotto number was on Tuesday?
That was back to where I was kind of listening and kind of hoping, but you was definitely hitting every nail.
Wow.
Okay. And why do I feel like I'm choking? Does somebody have an issue with choking? does somebody have an issue with not being able to breathe? Because I literally feel like I'm going to start choking. Or there's something with my breathing that I have to acknowledge?
I can't.
What was that?
Yeah, cancer in the esophagus.
Okay. That makes sense. That totally makes sense to me. Wait, okay.
Was a ghost choking you? That's bullshit.
Ghost choking?
Nope.
She did like the full note.
That sounds terrible.
I have a weird question, and I have no idea what this means, so we have to figure it out. And you know how they don't talk like us, okay? They don't have a voice, so they can't speak, so they have to show things. And when they're basing it on your memories, right? And we don't have the same memories, so how do I get something I've never experienced? And that's when sometimes it gets tricky, and they show me all this weird stuff, and I sound like I'm from, like, another planet, but... which I might be getting, yeah. But did somebody write a book? Was somebody writing a book? Is there something with the book that I have to acknowledge? Is somebody in talks of writing a book?
Interesting. Boys?
Yeah. Interesting, Tom.
What's that?
I said, did you say it was interesting?
Yeah, I think it's interesting.
Why is it? It's interesting. You're not going to share why it's interesting.
No, it's
interesting
because it's very direct. It's a very direct question.
Yes. So what's with that? Did somebody write a book? Was somebody just looking at a book of something? Was there talks about writing a book about something? Why am I acknowledging that? Was there something about somebody's handwriting in a book? Did somebody make a book about somebody's life? You know how they have the books that you could put the names in and different things? Why am I seeing that?
My grandmother wrote a book. She's still alive, though. She just got dementia.
Okay, It doesn't matter, because remember they talk about people that are here and they talk about people that are past, and you're going to represent your circle whether it's living or dead. And remember, the people that are past are going to talk about the living too, because they're going to talk about these things to let you know that they're with you.
All right.
Yeah. Sorry,
go ahead.
Okay, so your grandmother wrote a book, so they're just coming through and they're acknowledging that.
Well, we know that. How about some shit we don't know?
Okay, well, I don't know that.
Well, you should ask him. You should be like, hey, what's next week's lottery numbers on the pick six?
That is not the way it works, unless you're me and you're at the casino.
That's exactly where I'm going, Patty. Don't you tell me that bullshit. I've watched you walk around the casino talking to yourself like a crazy person. Then all of a sudden you play a slot machine, you put $20 in, you win
$1,200. True.
I'm like, how'd you do that? You're like, oh, I was talking to my mom. She said, play that bullshit. So it works like your power works like this. I can win money for Patty with my power, but anybody else, that's using it irresponsibly, Jeffy.
No, that's actually not. It wasn't always like that. Like, I'll be at the casino and I'm not a gambler. So when I do a show or I do something, I'll hear my mom say, oh, Leah, let's go do this. Let's go play this game. And then I'll have a sense of where to go. And I do. Win.
You're right. You're not a gambler because you win every time you play, because your dead mom tells you which one's going to win. So it's not really gambling.
You make that sound so bad.
I've seen that. You sent me videos. Tell me what I described wrong in that video. Nothing.
You don't even answer me when you're like, oh, she's at it again.
You're walking around talking to yourself. You're like, yeah, I don't know about that one, Mom. And your mom's like, oh, come on, play Cheetah Bonanza. And you're like, I don't want to play Cheetah Bonanza. Oh, the Wheel of Fortune game is open. Should I play that? Your mom's like, no, but Goonies. And you're like, fuck yeah, we're playing Goonies.
that really happens. But they don't give numbers. It's just, you know, and I told you the stories how sometimes I get it for other people. Like, I had the one lady who won the money, and I had another lady who won $32,000, and she played a game that I told her to play, and she played it at the MGM.
Wow.
In math. And
this is called using your powers for good, Patty. If you and I went to the casino together, we could get enough money like Jeff Bezos has. We could build a cock rocket and fly to space.
I want to do it.
How about a guitar rocket?
Well, no, it has to be a cock rocket. We all established that. Like, if you're going to build a rocket, it has to be a cock.
Unless it's a flying V. I'll also ride in a flying V.
All right, yeah, that's a good point, too. That's a good point, too. Patty, you are a hoot. I could talk to you all night long. You know I'm just messing with you, but I'm telling you, I have watched you talk to dead people and then have them win money for you. I'm not sure how that feels from a religious standpoint. We could ask Jeffy, but I'm not sure if that's okay or not.
Are you asking me that?
No, I don't want to open that can of worms. I want to leave it alone, leave it right there. I just want to point out that if I could talk to dead people, I would do the same thing.
Okay, you make it sound so bad, Plum, okay?
What? Listen, I'm a wordsmith. I'm painting a picture of the exact message you sent me. What part do I have wrong?
Okay, all right. I guess some of them are facts. I actually just went a couple weeks ago.
See? Patty, come on. You walk around, you talk to yourself like a crazy person. People start moving out of the way when you come walking because you're all like, nah, I can't play that one. That's not the right. Nope, not that one either. Oh, wait, Mom, what's that? No, Mom, I didn't like turkey sandwiches. You know, I was never a fan of turkey sandwiches. That one? I should play that one? Okay, let's go.
I will literally see it in my mind, but I'm not talking when it's happening. I just kind of know. I get a feeling like where to go.
But you get that face where it looks like a golden retriever doing algebra. You're like, It's like you're thinking really hard there. All right, listen. Dan, throw those plugs out for Patty one more time before I get her out of here. She's got money to win somewhere.
So if you want to feel touched by Patty, you can go to Mohegan Sun at the Comics Roadhouse. Touching the spiritual world through the gift of touching the undead or the dead or bringing back life. Come to Mohegan Sun at the Comics Roadhouse the first Saturday of every month, August, September, October. Cottage on Main Street in Southbury, the first Wednesday of every month. And then Powder Ridge, October 15th.
There it is.
And then you can catch her at PattyGriffinMedium.com.
Patty, you are a treasure. We always love talking to you. I didn't mean to shut down your reading of people, but I just kept thinking about you gambling. And I was like, are you really using your powers for good? I don't know.
I am. You know that I am.
Patty, we look forward to seeing you at these shows. I wish you all the best, and we look forward to talking to you on down the road. I can't wait to see how it goes. I want to hear about Alabama when you get back, okay?
We love Patty Griffin.
Thank you. I love you guys, too. I'll see you next time.
You're awesome, Patty. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, guys.
There she goes.
Bye.
Patty!
I'm telling you, boys, she uses her powers for not good all the time.
She uses her powers for good, but maybe it's not as financially beneficial as you would think. So she has to go ahead and put her money into these slot machines that she knows is financially beneficial. So it helps for her to do more good. So as with Jeff Bezos and his dick rocket, I ain't hating the hustle. Keep doing your thing.
All right. Hey, I think that you're preaching right there. I think I couldn't agree more. Jeffy, final word to you, buddy. What do you think when you hear Patty start to read people?
Well, I think it's interesting. You know, I think the first thing I think is like, whoa, this is kind of weird because she's like spouting off all sorts of random stuff. But then when it comes full circle, like when Dan's like, oh, my father-in-law, you know, all the way down to the Jane Fonda.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little weird. You know, it's a little like, damn. It's really happening?
And I shut it down pretty soon, but that shit was preparing to get really weird. It was about to go down even deeper for Dan, and I was like, yeah, let's be done. I don't know.
Well, I was going to bring my wife
to meet
her for that very reason, but this is, like, I'm a full believer that there is definitely another side. There's ghosts, there's whatever you want to call them. There's spirits out there that touch people. Like, that's not something that's shocking to me. Nor is her ability to be able to talk to them, because that's something that I kind of have understanding and believe in. I have my own fucking paradox of deja vu shit that I deal with. Her gift is something that is going to help a lot of people who can find that sense of closure that they're looking for, and I think that's a beautiful thing. So, you know, however she works it or whatever it means for people, I think is awesome. So I just hope she keeps doing her thing. I'm glad to see that, you know, people are masked off, just fucking, you know, talking to the spirit world again.
Well, all I know is that she uses her powers to win money in the casino.
Follow her around.
That's the truth. Hey,
so every the first Saturday of every month, you can follow Patty around the
the casino and hope that you can get lucky.
There you go, right there. Listen, hopefully you too can get lucky with Patty Griffin. That sounds amazing. Boys, I want to thank you all for joining us here on the program. Remember, food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Let's make sure we give it the time it deserves. We'll see you next week right here on Cola Foods Live.
Sour, too sweet to be sour. I'm funky like a monkey. Sky's the limit and space is the place.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.
Do you think I'm crazy? I've done all this before.